Today's shir is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in honor of the old daf Magide shir.
Okay. Today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, as we try to figure out who is the author of the Mishnah, who is the Shita that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was so same-like. So the Mishnah said, if we remember, the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha says that if somebody says, Amru la nichtov get la ishtacha, somebody says, people say to a man, shall we write a get for your wife? And he says, Ksuva write a get. And then they go to the sofer and they write the get, and then they have Edim, and they sign the get. After, even though everything is good, well and done and good, and they give it back to the husband and then to the woman, it does not work. Why? Because he only gave the tzivui to write. That's all he did. And the Mishnah ends off by saying the get is batel, which means nothing, until he tells the sofer to write and the Edim to sign. So the Gemara said that each line, the Reish and the Seifa, are mashed with different shitas. The first line sounds like ksufu is not good enough. But ksuvu vitnu might be good enough even to change from one shliach to another shliach, which would sound like that there's no problem of mili lo mimsri l'shliach. Mili mimsri l'shliach. While the last line, the second line of the Mishnah, says that he has to tell the sofer to write, that he has to tell the edim to sign. Sounds like it's very particular, and therefore, why? Because mili lo mimsri l'shliach, the sugi that we had back on Daf Samach Vav and on Daf Chavtes, the two main sugis where that comes up. So the Gemara tried to say maybe it's split. The Reisha is Rabbi Meir, the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi. We'd always rather not say that, but sometimes we have to. Abaya suggests maybe it's all Rabbi Meir, but that didn't work. So now we're trying the third option. Six lines up from the bottom. Ella, maybe Kula Rabbi Yossi. Really, maybe the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that Mili is a problem. Mili lo mimsri l'shliach. If Mili lo mimsri l'shliach, then the Reisha is what is problematic. So, hacha b'mayas kinan, delo Omar Imru. It's a case where there was no Omar Imru. Omar Imru means, as if you remember, when Reuven, when the Mishaleach tells the first Shlichim that they have the power to appoint other Shlichim. So that's Omar Imru. So even if you hold Mili is a problem, Lo Mimsri L'Shliach, do we say Omar Imru is also a problem? So that was two versions of Rabbi Yossi. How far does Rabbi Yossi go? So maybe the case here is Lo Omar Imru, and that's the Diyuk of the Reisha. Don't be Medayik from the Reisha, that if you said anything more than Ksuvu, it would be good, it would work, and Mili would be Mimsri L'Shliach. No, just be Medayik from the Reisha, that he didn't give them the authority to give it over. Lo Omar Imru. But if not, without Omer Imru, it does not work, and that's what the Mishnah says. If you remember a little bit the lumdus of Omer Imru, if you say Mili is a problem, so why should Omer Imru be okay? If we say whatever the problem of Mili is, whether, like Rashi said, that you're not giving over anything tangible, or you're not giving over the Dovar, whether the Koach is all in there, like the Kaddish Midruz, or you're not giving over something that she doesn't have any say in the matter, the Mordechai, all different deis. So how does Omer Imru help? So the simple pshat seems to be that Omer Imru allows you to skip the first step. Just like the Mishaleach could appoint the Shliach for anything, even Mili, right, against that Maharit that says even there's even a problem on the first stage. But no, Pashas is that only the first stage doesn't have any. Mishaleach to the Shliach doesn't have any problems of Mili. Only Shliach Rishon to Shliach Sheni has problems of Mili. So maybe Omer Imru allows you to first skip the first stage. That if a Mishaleach tells the Shliach Rishon, you can then go appoint Shliach Sheni, so it's as if the Mishaleach is going to Shliach Sheni. And therefore, that's the solution of Omer Imru. If you say Omer Imru does not work, as we'll see, in a minute, that some say, so then you would say that cannot conquer those problems, right? Those problems still exist, and therefore Omer Imru doesn't solve the problem. Okay, so let's get back. So the Gemara suggests that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yossi's opinion of Mili Lo Mimsri L'Shliach, and Achamai Eskina Delo Amar Imru, that it was not, that was not said. Ihachi Ad Sheyomer Sheyomer Imru Miboyle. So then again, the Seifa shouldn't say what it says. Ashiyomer L'Sofer K'sov L'Edem Chasomo. It should say all you need, which is Omer Imru. Why doesn't it say that? V'od, and also, we have another Mishnah we quoted earlier, that the assumption must be in this Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Omer Imru. He does not agree there. Why? What does the Mishnah say? The Ode, Mi Modi Rabbi Yossi Bomer Imru, Vatna. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on? Kasav Sofer, the aid, Kasher. The Mishnah says, if the Sofer writes and an aid, kosher. What does that mean? V'yomer Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah explained the Mishnah as follows. Chasam sofer shaninu. Meaning, if a sofer writes the get, and then the sofer and one other person sign the get. So is that okay? So the Mishnah says, yes, it's okay. But 1 minute, why aren't we nervous? Why aren't we nervous about what? As the Gemara is about to say, why aren't we nervous that the husband really told the Edim to get a sofer to write the get and get other people to sign the get? But when they get to the sofer, that's very embarrassing. They're not going to allow the sofer to sign the get, so they withheld information. The sofer also was included. So why aren't we nervous about that type of case? And the get is batal, the bade mamzerim, terrible consequences. It must be that the reason that's allowed is because there's no worry about that. Why? The sofer would never think of signing unless he heard it directly from the Baal. Meaning, we don't hold of Omer Imru. Right, now let's see all that inside. V'yomer Rav Chisda, Masni San Mani Rabbi Yossi. Who does the Mishnah must be like? It must be like Rabbi Yossi's opinion. To Amar Mili, Lo Mimsri L'Shliach. Mili cannot be transferred over from one shliach to the next. But if Rabbi Yossi agrees by Omer Imru that the second shliach can act, based upon that, nafik mina chorva. So then, terrible things would come out. The zimnin to amr lehu lishnayim, because sometimes a man will tell two people, imru lesofer, v'yichtov leploni, tell the sofer to v'yichtov, tell the sofer to write, uleploni uploni v'yechasmu, and they will v'yechasmu, they will sign. Umishum kisufa the sofer, because they're embarrassed, chayshi machasvi le ubaal v'ubaalo amr hachi. Right, so aren't we nervous about that? So doesn't that Mishnah, who we said, Rav Chisda said, is like Rav Yossi, prove that even Omer Imru would not be good enough? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela mechaverta reisha b'meir v'sefer Rav Yossi. Go back to what we said before. The Mishnah cannot be like Rav Yossi. We tried, Rabbi Meir, but then the Gemara tried to say it's like Rabbi Yossi, doesn't work. Keep in mind also the Ramban we mentioned back on Daf Samach Vav, the Svara, why Omer Imru wouldn't work, as we just explained, that it would be based on the fact that Mili cannot be solved by Omer Imru, but the Ramban's Lashon is, well, why not? You know, after all, you would think if there is explicit permission given from the Mishaleach, shouldn't that solve any problem? So Rabban says is a special din by Ksiva Saget, by Tzivi Habal. And therefore, even though there's normally a concept of shlichus, I could make you a shlich to sell something, and then maybe to tell somebody else to sell it for me too. But Tzivi Habal, it says v'kasav in the Torah. And if it says v'kasav, really the husband should be doing it himself. So he has the ability to transfer a little bit. But no more, says the Ramban. V'yef shalom are shiny get. Dekivan de be'inon lishma, u be'inon nami v'kasav habal, ein hasofer v'ha'edim, omdim b'makam habal, ela kishashamu he'mipiv. Aval b'shar dvarim adam osa shliach shalom b'fanav. Says the Ramban, this is something special and unique. You need super-duper identification between the shliach and the mishaleach in this case. And you only have that if there's literally communication between one and the other. That's it. That's the only way that there can be identity of the kasaf. Without that, even if halachically, usually shlichus works, but that's not going to be good enough here. Regular shlichus is not good enough here, says the Ramban, and therefore it is a... it is a problem. We'll get to another har of the Ramban in a minute. But Hashem, let's first continue. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Rav Ashi Amar, maybe one more try. Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yossi. Remember, we never like to say that the Mishnah is reflecting two different opinions. Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Yossi. V'lo Mibai Ka'amar. And really, the Mishnah should be understood as not saying the greatest chiddush each time, but building up. Lo Mibai Ka'amar. Lo Mibai. This is the diuk from the Reisha, and then you go into the Seifa. Lo mi ba'i hecha de lo amar tnu. Not only like what it says in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where he only says kisvu. That doesn't work. So not only if he doesn't say tnu, elafi lo amar tnu lo. Even if he said tnu, it wouldn't work, right? Don't make the diuk from the Reisha that if he said tnu, it would work. No. Even if he says tnu, it wouldn't work, because mili problem. Lo mi ba'i hecha de lo amar lebe tlasa. And not only if he didn't say it to three people, Ella, meaning he didn't make them into a bezdin, Ella filu amar le beit lasa lo, even if he said it to beit lasa, it also wouldn't work. Don't make the diak otherwise, as we had earlier at the bottom of Amabes. Velo mi boy hecha to lo amar imru, Ella filu amar imru nami lo. So basically, don't make any of the diyukim that we've made in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should be understood as building up. This doesn't work, and that doesn't work, and that doesn't work. But don't think that something else would work. We keep going until the end. Tani Kavasi de Rav Ashi, and the Brisa supports Rav Ashi's understanding as follows: Kasav Sofer Lishma, the Chasmu Edim Lishma. If a Sofer writes a get, Lishem, the husband and the wife, and the Edim sign it. Even though they wrote it and signed it and gave it to him and then he gave it to her, how do I get batel? Ad, here's the lashon, that's the raya, sheyishmu kolo, sheyomar lesofer ksov, until they hear his voice, that he says to the sofer to write, ula edim chasumu. So you see literally, right, no even Omer Imru. They have to hear it literally. They have to hear it explicitly. Chassam Sofer points out just from this Lashon, Yishmu Kolo, Shevel Sofer Ula Edom Chasumu, sounds a little bit relating to the Shita of the Ra'av and the Ran that I think we touched on earlier against the Ramban. If we say Omer Imru does not work, does that also mean it doesn't work even if he specifies a specific individual? What if he says, the Baal says to Reuven, go tell Shimon. So does that also not work? Does Omer Imru always, you have to hear it literally? The Rabban says, yeah, you got to hear it literally, even if you specify an individual. But the others, the other Rishon and the Ran and others quote that maybe it's, if you specify, that could overcome. If you just say, you know, find two Edim to write it, find a sofer, that's the problem of Omer Imru, which is interesting to think about what that svar of the machlokas is. But Chassam Sofer says maybe this sounds like the shita against the Ramban, because it says Yishmu Kol Sheyomar LeSofer, right? Or LeEdim sounds very specific. Okay, just finishing up, says the Gemara, Yishmu, the language of Yishmu in this brisa that they have to hear his voice, La Fuki Mimanda Amar, Moder Biosi Bomer Imru, is against that shita. There Biosi would agree. Kolo La Fuki Midrav Kana Marav, and Kolo would be against Rav Kana Marav, who we had at the beginning of yesterday's daf, who said, Echeresh, who cannot be Medaber, can write. So I think doesn't make a difference. I think yesterday I was formulating as he could write his get. He could also write down the instructions to tell someone to write the get. Either way, Shiyokho Daber, so that's what Rav Kana Marav says that can be done. So this Bryce is going against that, because they have to hear his voice. Kolo, La Fuke Midrav Kahana, Omar Rav. 2 points. Number one, there are 2 days in the Rashba, and 2 days quoted in the Shulchan Aruch on this in Simen Kuf Chaf. The Rashba quotes 2 days. Let's say the Gemara has a maskana here against Rav Kana Marav about a cheresh. Can a pikeach write Sivu Yabal? Right. What if a healthy person for some reason doesn't want to talk, or what? He just it's very private. He doesn't want it. He'll write it and he'll give it. Could a pikeach write even if you say against Rav Kana Marav? Can it be Keach write it? So the Rashba has 2 days. First he quotes Baalei HaTosfos, who we don't have, V'kasu B'Tosfos, D'lo M'Ma'atinon, here when it says, La'afuke Mitzrav Kana Marav, D'lo M'Ma'atinon El HaCheresh, She'yachol Adaber, Mitoch HaKsav, Mishum D'Stam Cheresh, La'af Bardasu. L'fichach, Av Abish HaKosi, V'Ksav Yodo, Lo Chashvidon Le Bardas, L'smoch Al Tzivaso. Avo Pikeach, She'kasa V'Ksav Yodo, Kosu V'Nosin Gelishto. The only reason, says the Rashba, that a cheresh wouldn't be able to do it is because we were choshes that that's a reflection of a lack of full das. But if you have a pikeach, you know somebody's perfectly. You were talking to him a minute ago. Could he write it? Yes. V'cheinim shalah. So he doesn't formulate it as a ra'ui labila type of halacha. As long as he has the potential, so then we don't even need him to do it. So that's what you might have said if you had 2 days about pikeach. The way the Rashba formulates it as, it's just a lamaisa. If somebody is a cheresh, we're not sure if he's really a full bardas. So a pikeach would be able to do it. V'cheinim shalach b'ksav yadam imdinas hayam l'chtov v'liteg el ishto. That would be okay. V'lo bo'i yacha yishmu'u kolo. T'ami kol makom kolo lav dafka de'ika harkanas harosh. But he says, if you look in the Tosefta, lo mashma hachin. Doesn't sound that way. If you look in the language that our Gemara quotes, Ad sheyishmu kolo. It sounds very literal. Almo afilu pikeach in kosvin ad sheyishmu es kolo mamish. If you say that, that's a real strong Ramban type of formulation that there has to be a strong identity, even if you know for sure. The man is standing right here. He's like, what if he says, I'm about to write down in this paper that I'm giving you a tzivui. He says he's about to do it. He does it. It's still not good enough. because it's not an issue of umdana, of knowing whether it's clear or not, but the issue is whether this person could fully identify, and the halach is to fully identify, it has to be actually hearing it from the horse's mouth, as I said, hearing it from the husband. Good. There's one other interesting Shita quoted, the Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his encyclopedic work, Beis HaOtzar, which obviously started to do from the Aleph Beis, and he only got through, he has Aleph, Aleph, Aleph Beis, Aleph Gimel, Aleph Zalad, everything in Talmudic knowledge, and he only has one volume, he only got till Beis Yud. He didn't get till too far. Didn't get too far. So in Aleph Beis, where he's talking about what is this? This is the first entry right in the beginning. So in Aleph Beis, where he's talking about Avos. He's talking about Avos. Everything you want to know about Avos. Avos kept the Torah. Whether they were considered Bnei Noach. So in there, he talks about the Gemara in Kiddushin, which relates to Maimon Har Sinai. The Gemara that says, by an Eved Ivri Nirtza. Why does an Eved Ivri have to get Ritzia? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Yadorish, Kimin Chomer, Manish Tana Ozen Mikol Ivarim Shebaguf. Why do we pick the ear to pierce? Why not any other part of the body? So to Machlokes, today, as Rashi quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin in Parshas Mishpatim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozen Sheshama Koli Al Har Sinai, B'Shasha Amarti, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, V'lo Avadim La'Avadim. I said, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, and now he's choosing to be an Eved to someone else, V'Halach Zeh V'Kana Adon La'atzmo, Yeirat Zeh, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This ear that heard me say that, Chas V'Shalom. V'Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe HaYadorish, different shot. Man is tana del esu mezuzim mikol kelim shebabayis. Why dafka by the door? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu del esu mezuza shahayu edim b'mitzrayim b'shasha pasachti ala mashkov ashiyem mezuzos. The doors and the threshold that were edim amarti ki libnei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim la avadim v'otzeis me'avdos lacheres v'olaz avkan latzmo yiratze b'fneim. They saw, they were edim. Classic. What's the machlokas between these agadic statements? But they all got it all. They're each nice, wonderful, right? This Ozen that heard me say at Har Sinai, or this door that saw, says the Beis HaOtzar, no. Maybe the issue is as follows. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't literally say Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. It was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, B'yam HaMlech HaZkonim B'goy Kadosh. Hashem, the only thing Hashem said directly to B'nei Yisrael were the first two. The first two Dibros. Everything else was said by Moshe to tell B'nei Yisrael. Omer Imru. Do we say Omer Imru is as if it's hearing it? What's the language of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? I told you, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. Unbelievable. Lishna de Ozen Shashama Koli. Kashiksas. Tohar Raka Nochim Lo Yilacham Ipi Akvura Shamanum. Verashar Mitzvah Shamu Mehakolim Pi Moshe. The Yesh Lomar. The Kiva de Moshe Shama Mimenu Yisparach. The Yisrael Mipi Moshe. Nikra Zeh Shashamu Kolo. Ulam begitin ad sheyishmu lafuke mimad amar biyosi omer imru hare deruven omer l'shem alomer l'levi lo mikri levi shomayam iruven. So maybe that's the issue. Our Gemara ulam. Maybe you could say maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe even if you take a very strong Ramban type of approach, omer imru is not. Maybe Moshe is different. Why shchina medaberes mitol grono. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking mitol goren shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So even if you want to say the very high level, the Moshe Rabbeinu shiny, the shchinim deres mitol grono, the yalkein havei hashmiya mi Moshe shmias kolo yisbarach mamash. I think you could also say the exact opposite. Even if you want to say Omer Imer usually works, how can you say there's an identity between Moshe and a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You can't say that there's an affinity between the infinite and even Moshe Rabbeinu. So you could say, I think, either direction. Like he says one direction that, of course, Moshe shchinim deres mitol grono. But maybe you can say the exact opposite, that even if you have the stronger flexibility in Omer Imru, you won't say it here. Ulam Yeh Shlomar Od, he says at the end, Dekiva Das Cholas Matan Torah Hayeh B'Sinai. You can also say, since the beginning, the first two Dibros, Anochim Elo Yilacha, Hemas Cholas HaDibros, Alkein Nikra Kol HaTorah Shmias Kol Yisbarach, Kivan Shas Cholas HaTorah Hayeh B'Shmias Kol Yisbarach, Fa'as Chola Koleles HaKol. Right, you can say the beginning of it. The beginning of it happened from Hashem directly, so therefore this one also, the whole thing is considered. Okay, either way, that's a fascinating ha'ara of the Beis HaOtzar in Simchaf Aleph. You want to look up in under the first piece there in Beis HaOtzar. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. Zegitech imesi. Somebody uses the Lashon. This is your Gad. He says if he dies, he's sick, if he dies, Zekitech, if he dies from this illness, Zekitech, Lacharmisa. And again, remember, he doesn't want his wife to have to do Yibum, so he wants her to be divorced instead of being an Almana. And then he dies, Lomar Klum, in all these cases, Lomar Klum, because it's considered a Get Lacharmisa. Because it was only Chal after he dies, and that is too late. The Pnei Yeshua here discusses what exactly was he co-felder tonight, what he's not co-felder tonight. You know, he's very troubled. If he wasn't kofa the Tanai, if he didn't say day Tanai kofa like we need, then the whole Tanai should fall away, and it should be a get right away. And if he was kofa the Tanai, so then why wouldn't it work? He discusses that, Mishpatei HaTanai. Either way, let's continue. Me hayom im meisi me'achshav im meisi. But if he says a language of Lamafreya, retroactive, hareze get, then it works. The Maisa get was right. The Maisa Gerishin is right away, and it's a get out tonight, right? Like the like we had in. We'll have it again soon. Be'ez Hashem, the David HaMelech's soldiers, and what David HaMelech did with Uriah, a get al tznai, going out to war. So again, it doesn't mean after they die, because then it wouldn't work. So it has to be a get me'achshav, that if he doesn't come back, so then it would be a get from today. Me'hayom ula achar misa. What if you use this type of lashon where you don't know? Me'hayom ula achar misa. You don't know, as Rashi explains, which is the ikker. By saying la'achar misa, is that a tnai or is that a chazara? As Rashi says, look in the Rashi here. Misaf galan, itna'ahave, is the second word to use a tnai. Mehayom im amus. V'kivan shemesis kaim atnai v'nimsus you get mishastasina. So, really, mehayom is the ikker. From today, but he's just saying, if I die, that's just a condition, but it's not when it should be chal. Or is he changing his mind? Right, so we don't know. Right, well, a human being cannot say two things at the same time. So if you say A and then B, is B adding to A or is it undermining A? Right, that's what's not clear. And then the Rashi continues even, let's just continue the Rashi for a second. Tebishlam agabi matana, when you give a gift, ikala meimar gufa mehayom upeir lacharmisa. When it comes to Dini Mominis, you can interpret both of his words. I want you to have the ikker now, and you can enjoy the fruit lacharmisa. But if I get, there's no two parts. Aval get, lekala meimar achi. There's nothing to say. There's no way to split it up. Right, so therefore, that's the Shiloh. So what does the Mishnah say? Back to the Mishnah, Me'ayom alachar misa, get ve'eno get, it's somewhere in the middle, v'yemeis choleses v'lomas yabemes. It's a safek gerushin, and therefore, if the man dies, we're not sure whether she is an almana or a grusha, so we would not allow yibum, because that's a safek isser eishes ach, safek isser kares. But we won't allow her to get married to the shuk without doing anything, because that's a safek lav, safek isur yevam al shuk. So therefore, we would require chalitza in that case. Right? The Rav Soloveitchik here in the Shiur HaRav quotes, it could be not just an umdin, a practical question. We don't know what he means. Even if we know exactly what he means, it could be that there's a requirement. Read you his zalushin. V'yish lafarish asavik bebezofanim. Misafkalon bekavanaso. Im niskavim l'tayo chazara. That's Rashi. Number two. Ein kan savik bekavanaso. Shebevadai niskavim l'shnehem. Avol yish kan savik machmas hachoshas bezdas makne begedze. Chad l'me'achshav v'chad l'achamisa. No, we don't have a savik about his kavana. He wanted both. He said both. The question is, how do you put together two opposite desires and das makne that we know that the get is. So even if you know for sure, if a person uses a lashon which represents opposite ideas, so it could be that leaves a woman in a case of suffolk get. Tosfos here discusses also what happens if the guy dies that day when he says mehayom ula achar misa. Tosfos has that suffolk in dirasko mehayom. Kazav Rabbeinu Tam, Bayom Emesi, Emes Bo Bayom, Lo Yadana Mayadunba. Not sure what to do there. What does Mehayom mean? Does that mean the end of the day? Does that mean at this second that he's giving the get? That throws in another suffix. If he dies that day, Kotra Bal Chanan, Nira de Mehayom, Havi Kamo Me'achshav. Mehayom is like Me'achshav. V'daito she get la alter. to mistamas. Meaning, even if you want to say retroactive, you might have said mehayom means by the end of the day. Right, but here, if he dies that day, that's another question of suffix discussed by Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Elchanan. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Again, clear, the first line talks about later on, not me'achshav. The second line is me'achshav. The third line is where you have a case of suffix. Next part. Zeh gidich me'hayom, imesi mi'choli zeh. Person says, this is your get me'hayom, meaning he does it retroactively. Fine. For if he dies from this illness. And then guess what? He gets better. V'yamad v'halaf v'shuk. He gets up and he goes to the market and he's better. But then he gets sick and dies. So then you have to figure it out. Om demoso. Imach mescholi arishon mes. Arisa get. Vimlav eno get. You have to figure out exactly why he died. What caused him to die. The Achronim point out just what that we know, the halacha is, if it's like the first case, if it's la'achar misa, it doesn't work. Why? Ain get la'achar misa. Why is that true? Why is ain get la'achar misa? What's the svar for that? Of ain get la'achar misa? So, you might say, because the first is dead. He can't give a get. So that's already one formulation. He can't give a get. Ain, there's a lashon in Rashi, in Ksubas Daf Beis. Ain mesim misgarshim. The focus seems to be that it's the no sane problem. A person can't give a get after he dies because there's no sane. You have to have a no sane. Ain mishi yitenas a get, kivin shemes kvar. That's Rashi's lashon in Ksubas Daf Beis. Ain mesim misgarshim. But the second approach by the Achronim is that no, don't focus on the no sane, just focus on the connection. There's no longer a connection between these two people, and you can only divorce to break a connection. If there's no longer a connection, so then there's no divorce. Lamai nafkamina, what if there's no connection, but the person didn't die? Right? Eishes Eliyahu. Right? Eishes Eliyahu. Could she marry someone else? There's no longer a connection. He's not here anymore, but he didn't die. Right? So what about the Achronim point out? The Gemara in the first parak of Megillah, that come Rabbi Shakti the Rabbi Zeira. If you take that Gemara literally, that Rabbi killed Rabbi Zeira at the Purim Suda, and the next day he davened and he brought him back to life, Tchias HaMesim. So if you the Marsha says, oh, he was almost dead, he wasn't fully dead. But if you say literally that it sounds that way, that he was fully dead, so all the Achronim get into the act. Did he have to remarry his wife the next day? What was their status in the interim? If you know you're going to bring him back, what are we going to have to do? B'shas Chiasam Mesim? Is that going to have to be more kiddushins done? Or is everybody married? What if somebody was married to two people? It's a whole discussion in the Achronim. But again, that's an afkamina. Even though that's such a lemaisa an afkamina, but that's an afkamina. Is it about the connection or is it about the no sein himself? Again, that is interesting chakira. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Alma. So the Reisha said, this is your get if he dies. So, imesi means not retroactive. Kalachar misa dami. V'hadar tani, but then it says, mehayom imesi, me'achshav imesi, right? The middle case, second case, right? Mehayom me'achshav imesi, alma imesi, la kalachar misa dami. So the second line of the Mishnah sounds like imesi does not mean later. Because if imesi meant la'achar misa, then the second line of the Mishnah would also be a suffix. Because he says, mehayom imesi. So remember the third line of the Mishnah? We said that's the case of suffix, where he says, mehayom ula'achar misa. So what does the word imesi mean? First line of the Mishnah sounds like imesi means la'achar misa. The second line sounds like it doesn't mean that, or else that case would be a case of suffix. So Amar Abaya, imesi shtei lashonos mashma. Really, it's mashma can be read two ways. Mashma k'me'achshav, u'mashma k'la'achar misa. It means we're not sure. So Amar Le depends on the context. What else did he say in the sentence? Amar Le me hayom kemanda Amar la me achshav dami. So then you throw it with me hayom. Lo Amar la me hayom kemanda Amar la achar misa dami. So it all depends what else is said in the language. Rabbi Elchanan in Baba Vastra Tov Samach Zayim says, what if he says im gemar misa shali? Doesn't say la achar. He says. Im, aval, im gemar misa, hareze get. Sounds like, im mesi, if I die, his person says, if he dies, it's nothing. As I die, so then it would work, because that would even be a bigger chiddush to say if that doesn't work. As I die, then it would work. Why? Explains Rabbi Chanan. What do you see from there? When is exactly, if you could stop every millisecond in time, when is the heter for the woman to get remarried? At which second? Mikan muchach, to heter misas habal hu la'achar gemar misa. It's not during the process. La'achar gemar misa. De'ineba ta'heter hu im gemar misa. Does it happen at the exact same moment? The second that the person dies, that's exactly the same second. No, it's got to be right after that second. Because if it's with, so then im gemar misa wouldn't work. He'd already be dead. Once you have the heter to get remarried, it's too late to give a get. So she's already an almana. So Rabbi Chanan assumes there must be some conceptual millisecond that first there's the death, and then there's the heter labayla. And that's why, as the death occurs, that is what is the get can still be given. Right, it wouldn't be able to work. Rav Schachter likes to quote, maybe that's the whole concept of goses. The concept of goses means that misa is a process. Right, it's not a one-time moment. Rachman al-Islan. You know, we don't need to learn this. We know that, Rachman al-Islan, in many cases, that we see death as a process. But that's what the concept of goses is. What does it mean, rov goses in lamisa? Not just, it's definitely the majority of times going to happen, but that it's a process. We're not allowed to hasten the process at all. But that's what Rabbi Chanan is also reflecting with this idea that the heter to marry is the second after. But im gemar misa, that would still be okay to give a get. Okay, says the next line of the Mishnah. Zekidech emesi lo amar klum. Right, if somebody says, Zegitech emesi, the first line of the Mishnah was, it's nothing because that's considered a get lachar misa. So, two versions of the Gemara. First, we have, Rav Huna made a statement, we don't know which line of the Mishnah it's on. So first, we think it's on the first line of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, a get lachar misa, nothing. And then Rav Huna comes along and says, I'm Rav Huna b'choletzes, but she still has to do chalitza. Right, you might think, no, it's meaningless. You know what I mean? She's an almana. She's an amana, and she could even do yibum. No, chaletzes. Says the Gemara, lo amar klum ktani. The Mishnah says, lo amar klum. The Mishnah says what he did was meaningless with the get. She's for sure an amana. No, lo amar klum da asira la alma. Lo amar klum, that she is asur to do nothing, but only yavam nami asir, but she's also asur to the yavam. Says the Gemara, how do you say that? Vahami de seifa chaletzes. From the fact that the middle case of the Mishnah, which was a real case of Safek, the Mishnah said, Choletzes, Michal Dereisha Yibumi Nami Miyama. Sounds like the earlier cases are not a Safek. It's Vaday Almana, and she could even do Yibum. Says the Gemara, Masnisan, Rabban, Kerabanan. You're right, Rav Huna can't be explaining the Mishnah. He must be arguing on the Mishnah. The Masnisan, the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, who say, exactly as we've explained it, that this is a Getlach Armisa, and therefore in the first case of the Mishnah, She would be allowed to do yibum. V'Rav Huna k'Rav Yosi, but Rav Huna says the Gemara is following Rav Yosi's opinion. To Amar Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. Rav Yosi has a shita outside of Gerushin in Dinim Amidus. Also, why is a get written in the shtar? If you wrote a date in the shtar, it must be because you want the date to have some type of effect. You're not just giving a history lesson by writing when the date was written in the shtar. So the fact that the date is written there, mochiach alav, that you want it to have an effect from then. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the chiddush is if there's a date in the shtar, it's as if you said me'achshav, even if you didn't say me'achshav. And that's what the case of the Reisha is. Im Meisi, so you're right. We, the Rabbanan, hold that that's a case of Get Lachar Misa. But Rabbi Yossi, in that parallel case, and that's what Rav Huna is explaining, according to Rabbi Yossi, that would be as if you said, Mei Hayom, that's what the Zman does in a Shtar. That's what it does in the Shtar. He, Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, if it's Rabbi Yossi, Chalisa Namiloti Boy. If it's Rabbi Yossi, then she should be a total Grusha. And you shouldn't even need chalitza. What do you mean? So it's just like mehayom. It should be like second line of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, v'chitema mesafke le'the Rav Huna yihilchasak Rav Yossi o'en halachak Rav Yossi. And if you say, well, Rav Yossi would say that. Rav Yossi would say you don't even need anything because you're a grusha. But Rav Huna is not sure whether we hold like Rav Yossi or not. Umi mesafke le'? Does he really have that suffix? V'rava baravua. Chalash, he was sick. Olagabe Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. They went to visit him. So you would think they would go talk to him and see how you're doing. No, they go to him and they start talking in Torah. Could you please ask him whether we hold like Rabbi Yossi or not? Amarle, time of Rabbi Yossi lo yadana. Halachi, boy, mine. I don't even know the svar for Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to ask him whether we paskin like him. Amarle, at boy, mine halacha. But time of Rabbi Yossi, I know I mean halacha. You ask him whether we hold like him. I'll explain to you why. I'll explain to you his svara. Okay, so boy, mine, he asked him, Amarle, hachi amarav, halacha, Rabbi Yossi. We paskin, yes, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Labasa denafik amarle, and when he went out, he says, hi, time of Rabbi Yossi, the ksavrits, mano shashtar mochiach alav. So you see from that whole story that we do paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So from at least Rav, the story of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. We want to know whether Rav Huna thinks that we paskin like Rav Yossi. So you see from here that we do. So again, what's Rav Huna's suffix? If he's explaining Rav Yossi's shita, so then it should be a case of full gerushin, right? Zmano shoshtar mochiach alav. So what's the suffix that we would only, we would require chalitza? Shouldn't require anything. So Ella misafgale I Rabbi Yossi balpe ilo amar. Right. If Rabbi Yossi's idea of zmano shoshtar would work, even if the tznai is not written in the get, did he say yeshita only if everything was written in the get or not? See the top Rashi balpe kagon gabi get shekasaf kiel chaso. Get is written perfectly fine. Ukshemos rala omer zekite chemesi. And when he gives it to her, he says, if I die. Doesn't write that in the get. He says that, Hilkach lo dami l'shtar. You might say, so that's different. Shekivan shekasav atznai eitzel azman bishtar. If you write the tznai next to the date in the shtar, ikalam emar dezman mochiach to mehayom kamar. You wrote the date next to the tznai, so everything starts from today. Aval al peh, but here, dilma ki masre nihalei hader be mizman deshtara. You're adding something that's not written in the shtar. So maybe even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're retracting. So does Baal Peh, a Tanai Baal Peh, undermine the date that's written in the shtar? That's what maybe Rav Huna is misupik about. What's the svara? The Sarashi says maybe it's, again, it's just what he had in mind. You're not sure. Again, Rav Soloveitchik, in his classic style, he says maybe there's more lum this year. There's a conceptual nugget. And that is, it's not just about what he meant, but Rav Yossi's svara of Zmano Shoshtar Mochiach Alav means the date written in the shtar plays a role in the Chalos HaShtar. That's what Zmano Shoshtar Mochiach Alav. The date is not just something external, but that plays a role. Rav Yossi said, "L'chari ish levar, Rav Yossi v'Rabbanan pligi be'edus hazman hakasav b'shtar. Rav Yossi sover shahazman meyid al zman chalos hashtar. The date is there. That is a reflection of when the shtar is chal. Uvalakein b'zegid dechemesi zman again mochiach shaget chal me'achshav. The Rabbanan say no. The zman is made on the zman on the mesiris hashtar, not when it's going to be chal. The date reflects when you physically gave the shtar over." But not when the shtar is going to have an effect. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So if you say that, so then it makes beautiful sense what the suffix is here. So maybe only items that are written in the shtar are all connected to the gate, to the date, because the date is about the chalos shem shtar, the chalos. So if you have a tznai that's not written in there, maybe they're not connected. Halachically, not just on a question what he meant level. Okay, so that's the question. Maybe that's why Rav Huna says choletzes. So the Gemara says again, umi mesafkale? There's also no suffix about that. Vatnan. The Mishnah says later on, lo basi mikan chodesh. A man says to his wife, this is your get if I don't come back in 12 months. I don't come back in a year. Chodesh. And he died within 12 months. Ain't no get. We know that's not a get because he died before the get was going to be chal at the end of the 12 months. V'tani Allah, and we learned in the Braisa on that, Rabbo Seinu, he tiru halinase. But the rabbis, certain rabbis, allowed her to get married without anything, meaning she's a grusha, not an amana. The Amrin and Man Rabbo Seinu, who are these rabbis? Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Beidina Desharu Mishcha, the same Bezdin that allowed oil. What do you mean oil? The Mishnah of Azar Lamed Hey that talks all about the halachas of akum, bishul akum, and cholav akum, and pas akum, and shemen akum. Why haven't we heard of shemen akum? Why? Because it was matered very early, right? They matered. So that same bezdin that allowed the oil says this woman is a grusha. And who do they hold like? The savri la kareb yosi d'amar zmano shoshtar mochiach alav. So you see that that's a case where it's balpeh, and Rabbi Yossi says a shita even balpeh. So again, we're back to the question. Why does Rav Huna, if Rav Huna is going within the Shita of Rav Yossi should say that she's a full Grusha. Why does Rav Huna say that she still requires Chalitza? So Gemara says, Ela misafkalei. If Rav Yossi says it, Balpeh. Yalacha k'Rav Yossi, Balpeh, oin halacha. So we keep adding on a little bit. Maybe he's not sure if we pass like Rav Yossi. Okay, we pass like Rav Yossi. We're not sure if Rav Yossi says it this far. Okay, Rav Yossi says it this far. But do we hold like him if he goes this far? That's the suffix. So the Gemara again says, Umi misafkalei. Are we really not sure? Rav Yama, Rav Arizagidech Mesi. Vishani Mes, Harizaget. If somebody says, this is your get, and he says, Imesi, if he dies, Vishani Mes, Harezeges. And he adds that, or if he says, Sha'ani Mes. Right? Either of those two Lashonos. Harezegide Imesi, or Ezeged Sha'ani Mes. That works. Kisha Amus, why would that work? Must be Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see. Kisha Amus, Ulachar Misa, Ezeged. But if he says, when he dies, Ulachar Misa, that doesn't work. So, Hechidami, what's the case here? Who is this like? Is it a case where he used mehayom in all these cases? And is there a banan shita tzricha lemeimar? So what's the chiddush? V'hatnan, mehayom imesi areis again, our Mishnah. El alav, what must this brisa be referring to? Delo amar la mehayom. You didn't say mehayom. So why in the first line does it work if he just says imesi? V'Rabbi Yossi, shma mina, lachak Rabbi Yossi. So you see the brisa is following Rabbi Yossi shita. So what's the suffix? You're right. Rava thinks it was obvious. Rav is quoting that. But it's not a price, it's Rava's statement. But Rav Huna is still Masupik. Or that last price, it could be Lolam Damrla Mehayom Virabanan. Maybe it's like the Rabbanan sheet, then what's the Chiddush? Vahani Lishni Ishtrichale. The Chiddush is these two Lashonos. Sha'ani Mace, Ki'im Mace Dami. That Lashon is as if. Later on, Kisha Amus, Kilach Hamisa Dami, but if he says Kisha Amus, that's also Kilach Hamisa. Both of those are no good. Both of those are not languages of retroactive. Period. So that is all option one. That we think Rav Huna is talking about the first line of the Mishnah going on the case of Hareza Gitech Emesi. Now we have a different suggestion, that we will get to. But let's just one, Ha'ara before. We're talking about these cases of Gitech Imesi. So just to mention, Shailas of the Chashuke Chemed here. Two very, very difficult Shailas. The first one is, second one is a difficult Shaila. The first one, he talks about Imesi Mecholi Zeh. The person thinks that he's going to die. So what happens, Rachman al-Islan, as we know, reality in certain areas in the world today, physician-assisted suicide, where the doctor could facilitate a person who doesn't have the will to live anymore, is in extreme pain, whatever the case is, he will contribute to the death of the patient. Is that person called a rodef? If I know that doctor's about to do that, is that a rodef? Right? Habal lahargacha hashkim lahargo. That's a serious shayla. Barer she'asel rofei lehanos l'bakasha so. The doctor's not allowed to do it. V'yader abba mitzvah kol adam l'dabro libo shalachol l'manu mitzar hazeh. But v'yesh l'stabing ma dik shrofei omi lahazrik l'chol asama maves. Harofei oseh zos mitoch rachamim. Right? The doctor is doing it because this is what the patient is asking. So is there a din of rodef if the person is asking for it? Right, so when you have other cases of rodef, like Gili Arias, then it doesn't apply, right? Because if the woman is doing it willingly, that's not rodef. Two people are doing an avera. I have no chiv, and I'm not allowed to do anything to them until they come to Bezin and Zagmar Din v'chulu. But what about this case? He quotes, it's a safek of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has a safek. Nira Pashut, Lamed Dalet. Tim Echad Amar Lecha Veiro Lohargo, Kimo Shaul HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Devadai HaHorek Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim. In my Eidim Vasra, Achani Mesupak im Yeshlo Din Rodef. The doctor is Chayav Misa. But, is he a Rodef? That's not so clear. That's not so clear, he says. It's, we shouldn't, obviously we don't have a Bezdin today, we're not taking anything into our own hands, but that's the subject of the Menchas Chinuch, number one. Number two, the other issue about acting Rachman al-Islan in the face of death, he talks about the halachic issues, Rachman al-Islan, She'ila, ha'im hayamutter l'kfotz mi migdala ta'omim mi pachar ha'sreifa. When, if somebody knows, like David HaMelech, like Shaul HaMelech, he knows he's about to die to hasten his death. Somebody in the Twin Towers, those Rachman al-Islan who jumped, halachically. You know, we're not judging anybody, chas v'shalom, and at the moment, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's in charge. But halachically, would we say, is there an allowance to jump? So you might say, meaning instead of being burned and suffering terrible pain, im meisi. So he says, on the one hand, you might read the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rafim and Shradion, where his Talmidim say to him, you know, open your mouth so you die quicker. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take me when he's ready to take me. I'm not going to hasten it. Right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yudches, which is the tragic Gemara of one of the Asar Arugei Malchus. Right, Al Yechab Mutav Sheitlena Misha Nitna, Val Yechab Elhu Ba'atzmo. But he says, the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses and says, maybe it's that's different. Maybe that's different because he goes through right the Gemara in Ksubis about Hananim Shav Azaria Ilun right if they would have been subject to suffering instead of death. In one sense, the Gemara has a line that suffering might be even more worse than death, infinite suffering. So he says it could be in this case. Ulai kishesh chashasho yisurei sreifa sheim no ra'im mutter lavar al chayishak delihi malit misurim ela velikvots meyakom al yonik delivarach meyayishu ma'isa hatsala velo ma'isa ritzicha. And he goes through Rachman al Islan this tragic, difficult state. But again, halacha has something to say about every situation, but that's a case of emesi, when somebody is staring at death in the face, what exactly is done. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara, let's do the second version. Second version of the Gemara. First we thought Rav Huna was going on the Reisha. Now we go, Rav Huna is going on the Seifa. Vika demasi la Seifa. Ze gitech la achar misa lo maklum. Meaning not just on the first line, if he says Zegitech im Meisi, but the next line, Zegitech lacha misalom maklum, Amar Rav Huna, Olodiver Rav Yossi, Choletzes. He says, Beferish, according to Rav Yossi, Choletzes. Right, according to Rav Yossi, one would have to do Chalitza. I'm sorry, I take it back. The real difference is that he's saying Beferish also, according to Rav Yossi. Either way. So Rav Huna says, according to Rav Yossi, because Zmanos Hashtar Mochiach Alav, you would have to do chalitza. So the Gemara Pshita meet the Seifa l'Rabbanan choletzes reishanam l'Rabbiosi choletzes. So now we're saying, what's the chiddush? The Rabbanan say, in a case that you have a suffix, you have to do chalitza in the case of me'ayom l'achar misa. So here, according to Rabbi Yossi, you say l'achar misa, but because there's a date, it's as if you also said me'ayom. So it's a case of suffix. So what's the chiddush? If the Rabbanan say in the case of suffix you have to do chalitza, so Rabbi Yossi in the case of suffix would say you have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Ma'od the tamer Rabbi Yossi, b'ha karevi svirale, damar gita ma'al yahave." You might say, "No, Rabbi Yossi really in this case holds like Rebbe, who we'll see later on that holds it's a real get." The chalitza nami lo tibay, and you would not require chalitza at all because in regular gerish and kamash malan de lo rebbe savala karebi yosi velo rebbe yosi savala karebi. They neither hold of each other. Which rebbe? Who are we talking about? Rebbe lo savala karebi yosi diktani kazeget. There's a machlokas which we'll quote soon where rebbe says this is a get. So what's the this excluding? Lemute rebbe yosi. He argues that rebbe yosi is manos shoshtar. For rebbe yosi lo savala karebi diktani kazeget. Lemusei the Rebbe, Lemutei the Rebbe. So they each exclude each other. So we know Rabbi Yossi's sheet is Manos Shoshtar. What's Rebbe? Rebbe, my he de Tanya. Me hayom ulachar misa, get the eno get. Divrei Chachamim. That's our case. That's a case of suffix. We say get the eno get. Rebbe Omer, kazeget. Rebbe assumes is vad, it's for sure a tnai and not a chazara, to use Rashi's Lashonos from before. And therefore, this is a get. This is again me'achshav l'mafreya, and therefore it would work. So Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi, and therefore even though he says manos hashtar mochiach alav, he thinks me'hayom ul'achar misa is a suffix. It's not vaday l'mafreya. Rabbi Yossi ma'hi. What about Rabbi Yossi? Tetznan. Who's Rabbi Yossi? Tetznan. Kisva v'tzuke le'ishti im l'basi v'ikar v'yud beis chodesh. Write and give a get to my wife. Right. This is a totally different Rabbi Yossi shita. The Gemara just said, though, once the Gemara said Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rebbe, we see Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi? This Rabbi Yossi. If a man says, write and give a get to my wife, if I don't come back within 12 months, kisvu betoch yud beis chodesh, if they write it within 12 months, v'nasnu la'achar yud beis chodesh eino get, that doesn't work. Right? You can't get, he didn't mean for them to even write it. Rabbi Yossi omer kazeh get. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that case would be a get. Why? Look at Rashi, he gives the svara. Midahavi leila meimar, im lo basi, kisvu v'tnu. You could have all the instructions after the tnai. But he didn't say that. Va'amar kisvu v'tnu, im lo basi. He sees the instructions before, he gives the tnai before the instructions, Sorry, he gives the instructions before the tonight. So he's giving the allowance to write it earlier, and therefore it is not a problem. That is a fulfillment of the Tzivui Habal. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Get a lot more in Tzivui Habal, but we will continue as we march along here in the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin in this last couple of prakim, 7th, 8th, and 9th. There's still a lot more in Inyani, Gittin, and Gerishin that come up. The last prakim, it's not that anything chas v'sholom, we didn't even use the lashon of fizzle, the lashon of getting, you know, not as crucial. There are crucial, major sugyas in Gittin that are tucked away in the last couple of prakim. And to get a full view of Maseches Gittin, yes, the 4th and the 5th parak are a but the beginning prakim and the later prakim all play a major role in our understanding. Okay, we'll stop here.